This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Mary Shedden with Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. Last week, some newspapers printed some new words on their pages, thanks to a colorful rant by the short-lived White House communications director. That left media scrambling to figure out what to do. Here's the delicate way that CNN's Anderson Cooper chose to explain the statements that Anthony Scaramucci made to a New Yorker reporter.
Quote, Reince is a blanking paranoid schizophrenic, a paranoiac, he said. He channeled Priebus as he spoke. Oh, Bill Shine is coming in. Let me leak the blanking thing and see if I can blank block these people the way I blank blocked Scaramucci for 6 months.
So, Kelly, this is not your typical language. How are media organizations making decisions regarding obscenities like this?
Well, yeah, first let me say I learned a lot of new words last week. Newsrooms go through a process where they ask, is this important? Does the public need to hear it? And is the language itself critical to the public's understanding of what happened? Do they use the quote at all? Do they use it with asterisks and hashtags and beep it out in print or beep it out in, on the air? And what we found was that news organizations had a range of responses.
How did the New Yorker handle it?
They printed the full quotes. That included 6 F-bombs and 3 other very vulgar references to genitalia.
What about other national outlets like the New York Times?
So the Times repeated the New Yorker quotes, but they just repeated them once. They have not published those quotes over and over again.
The Associated Press, which serves most newspapers and stations across the country, did they print all these words as well?
Nope. Not even a hint of what the metaphor was.
What about high-profile online organizations like BuzzFeed?
It's different online, right? Like, they frequently drop the F-bomb online.
Broadcasters have different rules. Is there a reason why Anderson Cooper danced around the words?
So it's really interesting because if you broadcast over the airwaves, not on cable, you do have to abide by FCC rules, and you would have gotten fined. Broadcasters on cable don't have to comply with that standard, but they have other standards that they comply with because their audience expects them to. Unlike reading something that's written in the newspaper, your television is on. And you don't have a lot of warning, even if they give you a warning that they're about to say something vulgar. And so, yeah, most broadcasters danced around it exactly the way Anderson Cooper danced around it.
This isn't the first time that the issue of obscenities has come up with the current White House administration.
When the famous Access Hollywood video came out, I got calls from several copy editors who were asking about 2 very specific words that also refer to genitalia in that video. And most newsrooms printed those words. They weren't nearly as vulgar as Scaramucci's language, though. There's always been, I think, a history of powerful people using foul language as a way to demonstrate their power. But we bring it out into the open much more so now. I'm convinced that there were probably calls from very powerful politicians and their representatives to reporters that were similar decades ago that just never saw the light of day.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Study, it's always great to talk to you.
Well, it's been a damn fine conversation with you too, Mary.